Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Peace, peace, family. This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is your girl, Raiju.
Assalamu alaikum. Hotep Habarigani. This is Brother Montoy, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra.
And we back in the building, hopefully, to share some constructive dialogue with the family. We got a great show lined up for y'all this week. The last few weeks been fire. We've been kind of going in, but I think this topic is going to be just as good. So stay tuned, y'all. This is Collective Minds, where we all ain't got to think alike, but we all have to think. And Queen Raiju and my brother Mufasa, do y'all have any announcements for the family? How was y'all week?
Thank you, thank you. I had a great week. No announcements, but I just would like to remind everybody, just try to encourage everybody that when there is no enemy within, the enemy outside cannot hurt you. So just carry that on with
That's
you throughout the rest of the week. And
That's
keep
a
it
fact.
Moving and keep it positive.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. My brother Mufasa, how was your week? And you got any announcements for us, my brother?
Hey, this week was fantastic. Blacktastic. You know, the week started off good, ended good. Shout out to the organization. Man, it's slipping my tongue right now. But yesterday here in St. Louis, there was an event called the Taste of Black St. Louis. Huge, had a huge turnout. Lots of vendors came and showed up and showed out. The people came and showed up and showed up. I went down there and participated a little bit myself. So it was a beautiful event. I kind of ran through there. I couldn't stay like I wanted to, but I just ran through there and ran out. And I saw a lot of pictures and Instagram talks about it. It seemed like it was a major success. So shout out to that, and you know, just looking forward to another beautiful bill with Collective Minds Radio.
And you know what? Also, too,
I
had one announcement. I forgot to say that I am on air from a live remote. I'm at a venue, at a private spot, waiting on my two guests of honor to arrive. My birthday nieces. We're at the live remote waiting on them. So it's going to be turned up.
Yes, indeed.
And the after party is coming after the show.
Oh,
yes,
dang.
Indeed. So,
you going to be out kicking it, ain't told me.
A private location awaiting my two guests of honor.
Well,
yes, indeed.
Sister Rigel, I swear. She know Brother Mufasa liked to kick it.
Yes, indeed. So shout out to all
the
Virgos. Right. We officially in Virgo season. We had the full harvest moon. That was Friday and Saturday. So you know, some good energy. It's the time to reap what you done sowed all summer, and you know, get that harvest going. So shout out to all the Virgos. We about to approach the fall equinox, the autumn equinox, and we about to officially go into fall. So I don't know about y'all, but it seems like this year has flown by. Like, we already into the fall season. So You know, you got Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, and it's a wrap. So this year is pretty much, you know, coming down to the end, and we about to hit 2020. So, you know, get prepared. I think it's going to be a great end of the year as we move into 2020, but I think it's going to be some big and better things in store for 2020. You know, for those of us that can see and got the eyes to decipher and people is going on, it should be a beautiful year. So, you know, hopefully everybody makes it. Hopefully everybody stays safe and, you know, have a prosperous end of the year going into the next year. So that's how we doing it here at Collective Minds. But without further ado, we go get into this week's topic. And like I say, it should be a good topic. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. We are talking about, is the black community homophobic? Now, this conversation.
Hold up.
Go ahead. Go ahead, my
brother. I just thought about something. I'm going to do Brother Kev like he got me last week. Look, this
What's
was
that?
Brother Kev's idea about homophobia.
Yes, indeed.
This was Brother Kev's thought. He wanted to talk on this, so
it is,
we're going to see where the spirit move him.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Now, this was Brother Kev idea. Now, not Cosmic Kev. This is Brother Kev. Brother Kev kind of deals with the mundane stuff, you know, racial stuff, politics, things like that, things that's on the surface, the real low-level, mundane, low-chakra type stuff. Cosmic Kev deals with the higher self and the higher chakra. So this was a conversation from Brother Kev. Now, this sparked because, you know, in the past few weeks,
it
seems like the homosexual agenda has really been pushed on to, I would say, the black community more. Now, from my understanding and from my recollection, like, this kind of started around the time that Dave Chappelle dropped his Netflix special, right? I don't know if y'all got a chance to see it, but he did a brilliant Netflix special where he kind of went in on a lot of topics. It was real edgy. You know, he rubbed some folks the wrong way, and in particular, he rubbed the gay community the wrong way. You know, he did a joke, actually a few jokes, basically kind of going in on them, saying, you know, how they troll and how they try on folks and so on and so forth. But that came out. Then we had Malik Yoba, who, if you don't know who Malik Yoba is, he's an actor from Hollywood. He's been in a few movies, Tyler Perry movies, and he was on New York Undercover back in the day. But basically, he's a black male actor. He came out saying that he loves trans women. You know, he's saying he's not gay, but he likes trans women. He's attracted to trans women. Okay. He did an interview on a Breakfast Club recently, and that, you know, that interview and his basically talking points was kind of pushed out there. You also had a singer, a rapper named Jadenna. He sung the song Classic Man, and, you know, he's, I think he's Nigerian, and his dad's Nigerian and his mother's white, so he's what they call mixed or whatever. But he also did an interview claiming that, you know, homosexuality was rampant in Africa, and, you know, they had kings in Uganda that was gay and so on and so forth, and basically trying to put it like, you know, homosexuality has been on a continent before the Europeans colonized, you know, which is not true. But, you know, we can get into that later. And then also you had your boy Lil Nas X, who had came out recently, but they put this guy on the cover of Time magazine recently, and he was talking about coming out and, you know, letting everybody know that he's gay and homosexual and things like that. So there's been a deliberate attack on the community. So I thought this conversation would be necessary, you know, just so we could kind of counter the narrative that's been out there. Because in all of these interviews and a lot of these talking points, they have been saying, well, the black community is so homophobic. You know, black men in particular are homophobic. We, you know, they're accusing black men of creating violence towards these transsexuals, and just the whole idea of the narrative they're trying to push. You know, I just thought it was important that we dive into this conversation and talk about it, and, you know, kind of put it out there as far as or ask the question, how do you feel is the black community homophobic? So just to give a little backstory of how we got to this point. So we're going to start off with Rigel. We'll get to the call lines here in 1 second. Give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697. Queen Rigel, what do you think? Is the black community homophobic, in your opinion?
No, in my opinion, no. I just think that the black community may get a bad rap. I mean, it's just because, first off, most people already know that the black community really comes more from a Christian background, which speaks against homosexuality, though. And I think because black people, and it's not just black people, but I'm just going to speak as it relates to the black community. But I just want to say that I don't think it's just black people, because I really think that anybody that just may say that they don't agree with it, I think they automatically just get a rap that they homophobic. Just taking that stance. I think anybody who says, "Hey, no, I don't agree with it," they just get that bad rap for some reason. I think that's just unfortunate. I think that really, I don't think they really have anything to do with the black community. I think it's just the people who agree with it. That's their way of dealing with it and trying to shame other people into just trying to persuade them to go their way or to see it their way. I think that's their way of just trying to shame them, shame the other, group of people that don't agree with that lifestyle. Now, yeah, you may have a portion of people who just may be a little more erratic, and maybe they experience some hatred words and actions and things like that towards a small portion of people. I'm not going to say that those types of people don't exist. So it's just unfortunate that you just have randomly kind of wild, radical people just in general. They may react not to just that, but just anything that they see different or find something that's against what they believe in, they may just respond in a much more aggressive way. That's just a group of people that may react to them and others that way. And so they, so we do have those types of people, but overall, I think the black community just don't agree with it. And that's fine. You know, I'm one of the ones that don't agree with it. You know, but I don't go out slandering anybody and saying hateful things. But I don't agree with it. But I do think that the people that don't agree with it just unfortunately get a bad rap to say that they're homophobic just because. But I think that's the other way. I think that's a psychological play to try to either shame you or try to convince or persuade you to, you know, go with them and agree with them.
Right.
And I think that's unfortunate. Exactly. I think that's not good, you know, but that's that old saying, I think, you know, it makes me think about the misery loves company type of thing. You know, people want, you know, the whole included thing too, as well as I think that's also a part of it. You know, people want people to like them. People want people to agree. You know, everybody looking for a double, somebody to agree with them and think like them and all that. So when you don't, sometimes people just don't know how to react.
Right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right. Yeah, that's well said.
It is what it is.
So we'll jump to my brother Mufasa Ra. What do you think, brother? Do you think the black community is homophobic? And I'm going to give you a two-part question. Do you think the black community is homophobic? And do you think, as Rigel said, they're shaming people into accepting this lifestyle? Do you think that's being forced for people to accept it?
All right, well,
question for you, brother.
I start by saying, and I agree with Sister Rigel, no, I don't feel that black people are homophobic. When you look at the definition of homophobic, it says having or showing a dislike of or prejudice against homosexual people. Now, if you look at black people as a whole, as a group, that's very far from the facts. We are a type of people that we embrace everything, you know, for the good or for the bad. We embrace other people's culture. We embrace and we want to love everybody and everything. And if you look at, and this is my opinion, you look at homosexual people, it seems like the ones that's out there in the forefront, the most flaming ones, be black people. You know, and we support them.
Right, right.
You know, when it comes to Atlanta, all the hair shows and the style shows is full of, you know, gay, homosexual people. And, you know, we support that. So I look at it as now as a group. No, black people are not homosexual because homophobic, because we are a loving and embracing people. Now, as far as myself, if they want to give me that title, cool, okay, I'll rock with that. But I won't say I don't have an issue against the people. I do have an issue against the act. So if we can have we can come up with another word outside of homophobic and have a word for someone who disagrees with the act of homosexual, then I'll raise my hand for that. I don't hate the people who are homosexual, but I do have issues with the act. I've said this in prior shows before that it's not natural. I feel that it is a mental illness, and it's something that if everybody on the planet was homosexual, we wouldn't be able to reproduce or recreate ourselves. You're not going to put a group of men in one part of the planet and a group of women in another part of the planet, and they're going to make a baby. It ain't going to happen. So I've always said in the past, it is not natural. And if it ain't natural, Brother Montoy, a.k.a. Mufasa Ra, ain't with it. So... What was your second question again?
The second question was, do you think it's an agenda? Do you think they're pushing it onto, let's just say, the black community? Do you think there's an agenda there?
Yeah, I think there's an agenda. Because what's a better way to destroy family structures, black family structure, and slow down the reproduction rate? You know, if...
Right.
If you got men that's loving up on men and women loving up on women, I mean, that's going to slow us down, our production level. And family was created. Like I said, I'm just going back with nature again. Man, woman, child. That's the basis of family structure. So, yeah, it's used as a weapon. It's used as a weapon to slow down our production rate and to destroy the black family. Definitely, I agree with that.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So, yeah, I think on this show, y'all, we are pretty much all in agreement, you know, with the question at hand, is the black community homophobic? Because I also say no. And I'm going to just kind of echo, you know, what Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa was saying, because, you know, a lot of us have what I like to call sexually confused people, or, you know, mentally, it could be a mental illness, but I like to say it's just sexually confused. We have these people in our family, you know, we work with them, you know, a lot of them used to go to church, or, you know, people attend church, it was a lot of them at church. It was no big deal. We didn't really trip on them, you know what I'm saying? We knew that there was something different. But it's not like that we were strategically slandering them or calling them slurs or trying to hold them back, anything like that. It was just one of them things like, okay, that's what they do, but it's not, you know, it don't really have any bearing on the total thing that we're doing. So that's what coming with the homosexuals in our family. So I say no, that the black community is not homophobic as a group. And like Brother Mufasa say, we generally accept folks, but I just think that we agree with the particular lifestyle. Now, I just want to point to a few things, because I definitely believe that there is an agenda and there's an attack on the heterosexual family, and in particular, the heterosexual black male. And like Brother Mufasa said, this is a weapon. So with anything, what they're doing is attacking the kids first, right? So just think about it. A lot of these things, remember when Nicki Minaj came out, her last name is Minaj. But when you watch an interview, she says she's never had a threesome, right? So why is your name Minaj, and why do you talk about, you know, different lesbian acts in some of your songs? And that was a big influence, if we look back when she came out, of young girls, you know, experimenting with bisexuality or having sex with women, girls kissing girls, you know, all that type of stuff. You look at the housewife shows, you know, there's always some gay man in one of these shows, you know, that pops up for what? You dig what I'm saying? When you look at
gay women too.
Gay women too. Yeah, that is true. Gay women too. You know, when you look at the Ricky Smiley show, they have your boy Garrett with the T on there, and he does, I guess, his commentating as far as entertainment news and what have you. But, you know, I think the only reason he's on there is because he's gay and he's flamboyant. You know, that's part of the agenda. Not saying not to knock him personally, but the reason he's on there is because he's flamboyant and gay, and they want to crowbar that agenda into our community and like, hey, this is normal. You dig what I'm saying? Now, we could look at Magic Johnson's son. He gets a lot of pub. He's out in Hollywood. He's a so-called socialite. And we have Dwayne Wade's son, who's only 11 years old. Now, this is where it gets to the kids. This child is 11 years old. They let him prance around in dresses, heels, you know, he's on a runway switching, and these things are totally incorrect, because number one, a kid that age should not be sexualized. You dig what I'm saying? In any form, even if it was a young girl doing that, she shouldn't be walking around switching like that. You know what I'm saying? At that age, you should not be sexualized. And for you to accept your son, if he says, okay, I want to wear dread. Like, what determines, how do you make the decision that your child is gay at that age? You dig what I'm saying? That's just a question I'm putting out there, because a lot of the talk and a lot of the conversation is very confusing, right? And I think that's deliberate. You know, they want to confuse the kids, confuse the children, and basically just have these conversations going in circles. That way they, you know, you don't really, you're just confused sexually. And with that comes, you know, a slowdown and, like Mufasa said, an attack on the family structure. You dig what I'm saying? So there's definitely an agenda. We have to be careful, because they're pushing a lot of these things in schools. I mean, you have transsexual reading books at libraries to kids. For what? You dig what I'm saying? Why do you have transsexual people, men, reading books to kids? Like, what is the point other than to confuse the children? And then it also leads into pedophilia, you know. And if you look at a lot of homosexual and a lot of gay people, a lot of them admit to being introduced to sex at an early age or being violated or being molested, so on and so forth. So there is a type of connection there's a connection between homosexuality and pedophilia. And, you know, the gay community may want to reject that, but that's just what the facts show. So one last point. There was an article that also came out that said that there is no gay gene, right? There's an article, you can look it up. It came out August 29th, August 30th, that basically concluded they did a study. You know, we take all information with a grain of salt here at Collective Minds, but that study is out there, and it says there is no gay gene. Translation, you are not born gay. Nobody is born gay. You are influenced by society for whatever reason. You know, there may be different or imbalance in hormones or whatever, but there is no specific gay gene, right? Your sexual organs determine your gender. That's it. We don't have to make it complicated. You know, we don't have to confuse people. Whatever sexual organs that you come out with, that determines your gender. Okay? So I just wanted to put that out there for folks. You can look that up because we really have to attack it or counter the attack that's being put on our community as far as us being shamed and having to accept homosexuality and a gay lifestyle within our community. And like Mufasa said, there's nothing against the people, because we have these people in our family, in our community organizations, churches, whatever, but that lifestyle is not conducive, especially to Black people being in a position that we're in. We need as many strong, solid families as possible, you know. And this just adds to the confusion. You know, if you're a gay male, you're not going to be worried about the issues at hand, per se, you know, because you own some other stuff. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be worried about the system of racism, white supremacy, because you worried about what type of dress you want. You worried about some heels and shoes and cosmetics and things like that. So it's definitely an attack to castrate, I believe, to castrate the heterosexual Black male, right? So I'm going to leave it right there for now. Give us a call, family. The number is 929-477-1697. This is Collective Minds Radio. We are asking, is the Black community homophobic? And do you think there is an agenda to push, you know, a homosexual lifestyle on our community, or just push it out there in general? Now, I say our community because I believe there is a direct attack on Black people, but, you know, this could be in general. It could just be out there. Do you think that the homosexual lifestyle is being marketed or being pushed to heterosexual people? So give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697.
I have a question.
Now, I wanted to
question.
Go ahead. I have one too.
What about, yes, how do you guys feel about the hermaphrodites, the people that are born with both sexual parts?
Right.
How do you feel about those?
It's a birth. If you're asking my opinion, it's a birth defect, and it should be treated just as that.
Go ahead. Finish. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
It should be treated. I was just gonna say it should be treated as just as that, as a birth defect.
But how do you determine which one is, you know, like, okay, say someone is born with two. Okay, it's a birth defect. Okay, say we're gonna roll with that. And when they go to the doctor, what are you saying, that the doctor make the determination on what the person is, if they sitting there looking at both male and female parts? Or who make that determination? Is it more of a just more medical studies, or, you know, like, how do we come to the conclusion of saying, okay, I see both men and male parts and female parts, but you're going
surface level. if it's just surface level, me, in my opinion, I'm looking at, does this person have a uterus or not? So if you got a uterus,
right,
and you have a, yeah, if you have a uterus and you have a penis on top, then you, your penis needs to be removed. That's how I look at it. Now that's up for debate. That's up for debate.
That's how it is. I've personally never seen how it look when someone is born with both parts, but are you certain that that's actually how it is, though? It's like one on top, one on the bottom. I'm not sure.
I can't speak for all cases, but I know in some cases that is a situation where a woman has a penis sitting out on the top of her vagina.
Right, right.
I'm not an expert in that field. Brother Mufasa is not an expert in that field, so you know, maybe somebody can call in and give us some more information on that. A brother Kev might have something on that.
Yeah, well, from my understanding, because what it is the, and if we get into anatomy, I don't know if we got kids listening, but we just talking anatomy. The penis is an elongated clitoris, right? If we talking, you know, we talking the development of the fetus in the womb, the clitoris. Because when babies, let's get into the zygote. When a zygote's a first born, every zygote starts out as a female. And then when you get into the chromosomes, the X and the Y, that determines whether you're going to be male or female. So, you know, the ovaries drop into the testicles, and the clitoris expands and becomes a phallus or becomes a penis. So to answer your question, Tanya, I think it would determine, like Mufasa said, whether if you're a male, do you have a prostate, right? If you're a woman, do you have a uterus and ovaries? Like which one is dominant within that hermaphrodite, right? Because if you're a hermaphrodite and you have a prostate, to me that makes you a male, right? If you're a hermaphrodite and you have ovaries and you're able to produce eggs, you know, I would say you lean towards a woman. Also, I would say, you know, that could be, that's a defect. I agree with Mufasa on that. And it would be up to that particular person to decide, I think. You know what I'm saying? But I would go more so with the genetics. Okay, if you have a prostate, then you would be a male. If you have the uterus and ovaries, then you would lean towards the female species, you know. But, you know, with those cases, those are few and far in between, you know. But when we talk about a man or a woman that wants to be another gender, you know, that's all social. You know, that's all up to that person, how they've been indoctrinated, and, you know, that's just all social. That's a lifestyle choice that you're making. You know, that's a lifestyle choice that you're making based on society's influence. Okay. So hermaphrodite, and I just real quick, hermaphrodite comes from Greek mythology. Remember, we talk about them Greeks and their sexuality. And it was a child that was born between Aphrodite, which is the goddess of love, and Hermes, which is the messenger. So Aphrodite, a.k.a. Venus, and Hermes had a child, and they call it hermaphrodite because the child was both sexes. So just a quick background on where the term hermaphrodite came from. Now, I do want to ask y'all this, because there's an actress in Hollywood named Charlize Theron. Okay, she has a child that I believe is about 5 or 6, a male child that she puts on dresses, right? So my question is, because she says, hey, you know, my son likes dresses, and he told me one day he just wanted to put on a dress. And I said, okay. I think she said he was about 3 or 4, which I don't think, again, this is a black male child and this is a white woman actress named Charlize Theron. I don't think she would have done this with a white male child, for the record. You know what I'm saying? But I'm asking y'all as parents, you have a son, you know, who says, son, 5 years old, daddy, I want to, or mommy, I want to put, wear this dress. I want to put this on. I like this. How would you all handle that as parents?
Right.
We still there?
Roger, you go in real quick.
Yeah, real quick.
Oh.
And then we'll get to the call lines here in 1 second. I want to ask this question, then we'll get to the call lines.
Okay, now repeat that one more time.
The question is, if you had a son, okay, 5 years old, because this goes in line with Charlize Theron, the actress. She's a white female actress. She adopted a black son, and she lets her son walk around in dresses and all type of things, little girl clothes, purses, because she said, you know, he came up to her one and he just said he liked dresses, which I don't know how true that is, but this is what she's saying. So my question is, how would you handle that situation if your son came up to you and said, you know, mommy, I want to put on this dress, and he's like 5 years old?
Well, I mean, I would just tell my son, no, he, you know, boys don't wear dresses, you know. And I think if a 5 year old asks that question, I think it's a process that needs to take place. Depending on where we are and all that, you know, I may just say no, boys don't wear dresses, but I would definitely have several more talks with him. You know, it's hard to really have a whole full-blown conversation with a five-year-old, and you need to know whether or not they're actually comprehending and understanding everything. So I think if a five-year-old asks that question, I don't think you need to just say something like, oh, no, boys don't wear that, and just leave it alone. That's how I would handle it initially in the beginning, especially depending on where we are at the time, too. And then I would definitely follow up with more talk about just male and female, different roles and things like that, and try to, you know, see what it is. If it was just him liking the colors of the dress, or just, I would want to know a little bit more. So I'm more of a person that will want to get a little more deep into the person, you know, so I can, that way that helps me to understand how to actually potentially solve it or correct it in a way. You know, if I had a little bit more insight on why he's asking to wear it. You know, so I think that's really tough to really say, but I do know that he won't be wearing the dress. Whatever I say at the time is debatable right now, but what's not debatable is that he's not going to wear the dress.
Right. Now look, real quick before Mufasa answers, because I watched the interview, because I was trying to understand why Dwayne Wade would allow his son to participate in these things and go to gay pride parades and wear women's clothes, shoes, and things like that. He said it's his job as a parent to support his child, and no matter what they do. So I wanted to put that out there, but I totally agree with what you're saying. But this is what Dwayne Wade was saying, and I'm thinking to myself, that's not supporting your child. Like,
right,
your child is less than, he's not even reached, you know, the age of puberty. I mean, I'm assuming that the little kid is not sexually active. So how are you making a determination that this child is gay, and why are you supporting that? You know what I'm saying? Why are you supporting that at this age? And like you said, there's a way, especially if the child is 5, 6, there's a way to nip that in the bud early. You dig what I'm saying? But I want to get Mufasa take, because I know he come with the iron fist. How would you handle that, my brother?
Hell no. you ain't wearing no dress. Hell no. And I'm so happy that Sister Raiju, you know, through all that counseling she was saying, I'm so glad she ended that with a hell no, that dress ain't getting put on. Because some women don't do that. A lot of females will go ahead and cater to the child and think that that's cute. And, you know, they'll sit there and justify that behavior. As far as Dwayne Wade go, he done lost his mind. You know, yeah, you're right. That ain't supporting. You know, but see, society done made it where they want to take the power away from being a strong black male. You can't even be a strong black male in your family without people criticizing it. So he got to sit there and be down with that behavior, whether he doing it willingly or not. But he going along with that behavior, and it's totally wrong. No, your five-year-old, you're supposed to sit him down as a young man and explain to him, son, you are a young man. And young men, no, we don't wear dresses. Not in my family, not in my household. No, we don't wear dresses. Even though society is trying to put this on us, like we should be comfortable wearing dresses. But I would definitely explain to my son that, no, this is not right.
Mm-hmm.
And just like how you said about us being under attack, we have to explain to our children that we are under attack, why we under attack, and how we under attack. We have to explain these things to our kids. Because
yes, indeed.
That's the fact, that we are under attack. So, no, I wouldn't allow that behavior at all. And I would have my son with me. You know, if he expressed that to me, that let me know, man, I got to do a better job of spending time and molding my son, because maybe he's around some people or saying some things that he shouldn't be seeing. So I have to do my best and my due diligence as a father to get that out of him. Now, come 18, hey, you 18, you grown, you able to do your thing. If that's what you want to do and go wear a dress, that's on you. I'm still going to let you know I don't condone it. But when you grown and you on your own, hey, live your life.
You hear me?
At 5 years old and I'm feeding and clothing you, I definitely ain't going to be buying you no dress.
Exactly. And I think a lot of times, I think what they're doing is they complicate the things too much. Because it's like, now me personally, I have an 8-year-old son. He has not once come up to me talking about he wants to wear a dress or he want a perk. None of that. Like, that has never even came up. Now, he does have two younger sisters, and they may have came up with, like, some dolls or something. You know what I mean? But I'd be like, nah, we don't play with dolls. It's as simple as that, and we keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? It's never been a big issue. It's never been like, oh, no, I want to do this. I want to play with the dolls. I want to do what the girls do. I'm like, no, there's certain things that we do as men, and there's certain things that women do, and that's just what it is. You know what I'm saying? So it doesn't have to be that complicated. If they do mention something about, you know, wearing a dress, I mean, you can shut that down so fast with a kid, like it shouldn't be that big of an issue. Now, if you start to entertain it as a parent, then you're going to see what that leads to. You know, if you start giving in and putting your son on dresses and all that, like, you're going to really confuse that little child, and they're not going to make sense of their sexuality when it's time for them to go through puberty and all that. So, yeah, I just wanted to put that out there because I was listening to Dwayne Wade really confused with the, you know what I mean, with the weird face. I'm looking like, dude, what are you saying? Like, your son is 11. You know what I'm saying? And you're taking him to the gay pride parade and got him switching on some type of runway. Like, dude, has your son been, molested, or has he been messed with? Like, what is going on? You know what I'm saying? Is he, you know, I just don't know. So I wanted to put that out there to the parents. You know, what would y'all do in that particular situation? But we going to hit the call lines here. We are talking about, is the black community homophobic? And do you think there's an agenda to push this particular lifestyle onto heterosexual black families, and more specifically, black men. So yeah, let's hit the call line and see what the family's talking about.
Right, all right, all right. We're gonna go to area code 319-572. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I got a couple comments.
Right. Yes, indeed.
As far as blacks and gays, black people really don't care, just as long as you ain't trying to put it up on them.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
But they are shoving the issue down the kids' throat, and it's confusing.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Okay. Yes, indeed.
And as a child and as a kid, I had a little sister. So every once in a while, I had to take out time from playing my G.I. Joes and my Hot Wheels to go entertain my little sister.
Right.
To play dolls with my little sister.
Right.
Because she always did me and my brother, we always took time out to go play with her, even though we would incorporate our G.I. Joes and stuff into it. But it was still, and there was nothing wrong with that.
Right,
but,
exactly. That doesn't make you gay.
No. That just means
right.
means you're taking time out for your little sister. She's the only sweet girl in the house.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
And as far as my son coming up and talking about he want to wear a dress, the answer would be no.
Exactly.
Just like that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing I wanted to add, a few years ago, we had a young transgender boy was murdered to keep his mouth shut. Because these dudes be out here, they be messing with these little gay boys or whatever. And then when they get ready to out them, they killed the little boy because he was getting ready to open his mouth.
Wow.
And they didn't want nobody to know. So
you deal with
that stuff too. So, but
yeah,
whatever you choose, that's on you. It's not my
fault. Exactly.
Just don't do it in front of me and my kids.
Exactly. Exactly. Appreciate it, caller. And that's my sentiments. Exactly. Yeah. Thank you, caller. Appreciate it. But what the caller said is perfect. I feel exactly the same way. Hey, if you're gay, do you. You know what I'm saying? Do you. But do not force that lifestyle onto me and my family. Right. There's a report that says less than 5%, and this is from the Gallup poll, but they say less than 5% of the American population identifies as gay. Listen, family, less than 5%. Now, it seems like more. Most people, when they did the survey, they said most people think that, you know, the percentage of gay people in America is about 20-25%. But according to the poll, that is not true. And just a real quick soundbite from the article, it says Americans estimate of the proportion of gay people in the U.S. is more than five times what the Gallup poll says from 2017, which estimates that 4.5% of Americans are LGBT. Based on respondent self-identification as being lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender. So we're talking about less than 5% of the population. So then you have to ask, why is that agenda being pushed so heavily onto the population? I mean, you cannot turn on TV shows, movies without them crowbarring some type of gay, homosexual type of activity or person, you know, and clearly flamboyant to where you actually, you know that this person is sexually confused. So there's definitely an agenda because based on the numbers, less than 5% even identify as gay. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, people may experiment like we talked about with the Nicki Minaj thing or what have you. But we're talking about people who actually identify, this is what I am. That number is very, very small. So, you know, I just wanted to put that out there as well. But the caller was right and exact. You know, do what you do. But, you know, nobody should even have to know you gay. Like, just
it
do
is
your thing
what
over
it
there
is.
And don't force it upon the people. You dig what I'm saying? Do not force it upon the people. And if I say that, that does not make me homophobic. Right? I just don't agree with what you're doing, but that does not make me homophobic because I'm not going to be violent towards you. Like Roger said, I'm not going to slander you, call you out your name. No, none of that. Just, you know, keep that away from mainstream, and that should not be promoted as something normal or as an alternative in society, in my opinion. So. Yes, indeed. This Collective Minds Radio, y'all, if you're just joining us, we are talking about, is the black community homophobic? And is there an agenda to push this particular lifestyle upon the population?
It is what it is.
If y'all know if y'all want to respond, or we can hit the call line and see what.
We hit the call line. I mean, Mufasa, you want to respond?
No, let's go ahead with the callers.
Let's
okay, because I do throw this out there real fast because I know you said. And the caller also, too, made a point and said, just don't do it around me. Now, that's interesting because I think that adds another dynamic as far as just public affections, period. So you guys don't mind if, you know, heterosexual couples display their love and affection for one another, but if there's a gay couple, they can't display their love and affection. You say we shouldn't even know that they're even gay. So that means if they're with their partner, they should just be like, okay, we're friends, no public affection. So I just wanted to throw that out there. We get to the call line, just kind of keep that on the back burner. We'll go to area code 314-568. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
No, I'm actually just listening. I got a few comments, but I think I'm
hold on.
I might keep them to myself on this one.
No, don't come on now, brother. Now, you come on. Don't be scared. Don't let it out. Let the cat out the bag.
No, but what I was saying, I mean, what y'all was saying as far as the, I don't think more or less that in general black people are homophobic. That's making it deeper than what it is. I just don't want no gay people hitting on me. You can do what you're going to do. Dude, I got a little sister that's gay. You know what I mean? And I ain't all big on her chick and her mate, what you call it? Her partner.
Partner, right.
Hugged up. Because I got a daughter. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, at one point, when my kids were babies, they was confused. They started calling my little sister their uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like it just totally confusing to the kids for one. You know what
exactly.
I mean? It's hard to explain to a little kid, but I think they their own vision is stronger than an adult explanation at some points in their life. You know what I mean?
So
like to go back to the Dwayne Wade thing. If you would have just said no, this ain't what we do. We don't wear dresses. We don't carry purses. We don't.
Right.
I'm even a little worried about these older little boys carrying couches. To me, that's a purse.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yes.
But that's cool now. So when you got the little boys saying the rapper dudes on TV carrying their little pouches, then they might not be able to afford a pouch. So they gonna go grab their mama purse and try to wrap it across their shoulder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
It's just a real deep situation that I had some more stuff to say, but I totally forgot what I was going with it. But it's just way deeper than.
Well, I'm just like you, man. I mean, I got gay people in my family. I got gay loved ones, and it's not that I don't love them as a person.
I dislike them or nothing. No, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
It's just.
I just don't like the act. I just don't like the act. My thing
and,
is
and
against
it's like,
the act.
And it's like me. And I'm a little more. And I'm man to saying this.
and that stuff still stuck on us
before. But I'm way harder on little gay boys than I am on gay girls. Maybe that's a form of discrimination.
Yeah, that's
or whatnot. You know what I mean? Maybe that's just me because I got a daughter.
That's just the man in you.
If my daughter become gay, knock on wood, she don't. I think I can accept it. But if my son was to turn out to be a little gay guy, old in his life, that'll crush my world.
That's the man in you.
You know what
that's
I mean? It'll kill me. But I was listening to that Breakfast Club interview too the other day. These clowns on there said that the doctor choose your sex,
when
you were born. Huh? What kind of stupid shit? Go on YouTube and listen to the Breakfast Club interview, and I could tell you the exact moment in that interview where he said give me 2 seconds, 14 minutes and 30 seconds to that interview. This guy said, when you're born, the doctor chooses your sex.
Yeah.
And then went on to try to explain what he was saying about that.
And got more confusing, though. Got more confusing.
But and then the guy that's on there, the celebrity guy that's doing the interview with them,
Malik.
He's saying he's not in a sense no way bi or gay, but he's on there with two transgender women and one gay man.
Exactly.
He likes transgender women, but he's not gay. Me personally, if I get fooled by a woman, they end up being a man, and at the end of this, I'm mad, and I feel lied to. That's one thing. But at the end of this situation, and you was lied to, and you still like it, and you want to do it again, you gay.
Exactly. You gay. You gay. Yeah. Exactly.
You gave exactly. to me, and it ain't no knock against you, but do your thing. But in my last comment, it's like if you do disagree with gay sexuality in the world nowadays, as a straight male, you becoming wrong for not agreeing with that.
Right.
You the person.
Exactly.
You the bad guy. You deem mad. You deem discriminatory. You deem sexually racist. I can't think of the big words for it, but if I don't agree with two men, two women.
Right. Mm-hmm.
In their life, I'm basically like said, I'm a sexual racist just because I don't agree.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Exactly. Yes, indeed. Right on, caller. We appreciate it. Yeah, that make a lot of sense.
Okay.
That make a lot of sense. Appreciate it. Right on. Yes. And, yeah, that was the main point that I was trying to get at because, look at it, family. We are approaching some dangerous times. Like the caller just said, as a straight male, if you do not agree with homosexuality, you are under attack. That is coming. Like, I mean, it's already here, but you cannot say nothing against the actual lifestyle of being homosexual or you will be under attack. And I'm going to tell you something. The people who are pushing this agenda are your liberal Democrats for the most part. These are liberal. These are coming from this side, and they're pushing this agenda because, again, they want to attack the black family, but more specifically, the black male. They want to make black men eunuchs. I'm going to throw a word out there. You can do your research. It's called eunuchs. I don't know if y'all know what eunuchs is, but eunuchs are men who have been castrated, who have had their testicles removed in order to make them more efficient servants, right? So they're not distracted with lust or sexual matters. So what they're doing, they're trying to castrate black men either surgically, chemically, or otherwise. You dig what I'm saying? They want the black men to be non-sexual because, again, remember we talked about – before on the show how the black male sexuality is a threat to the system. You know, a real black man is a threat to the system. They call it toxic masculinity, right? That's the term they use.
Toxic
I know about
masculinity.
That. Yeah, they use that word to basically shame straight black men into becoming less threatening. So it works, like the caller said, it works in progress. First you get the kids wearing skinny jeans. Then you put a couple rappers out there with dresses. Then you got the purses coming. So it's all a progression to basically effeminize the black male to the point where he's no longer attracted or thinking about hooking up or connecting with the black female. This is the whole agenda. And if you speak against gay homosexuality lifestyle, you are deemed the enemy. You will be called homophobic. They will try to criminalize you if you don't agree with this lifestyle. This is what it's coming to. So that's why I feel like this conversation was important, because we have to know these things are coming down the pipeline. You know, they're already here, but it's going to get more and more intense as we go along. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just wanted to put that out there. Great comments from both callers. This is Collective Minds Radio. If you're just joining us, family, I am Brother Kev. With Queen Rigel and Brother Mufasa, and we are talking about, is the black community homophobic, and do you think there's a deliberate push to force that agenda upon, you know, the heterosexual black community? So give us a call, family. The number is 929-477-1697. We are down to the last half hour. Did y'all want to respond, or we can hit the call lines? What's up?
We can hit the call line. Area code 314-616. We're calling you on Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Hey, how's everybody doing? Can you hear me?
Hey, caller. Thanks for calling in. Yeah.
Okay. I have so much to say. I'm going to be real brief and try to keep it at about 3 minutes. First point is, when you were talking about hermaphrodites, to my understanding, both genitals are not fully developed. I think there's one that's more developed than the other, and they are sterile. So it's kind of like a really awkward situation. As far
as
the homophobic thing, when you use that term, I don't think anybody is afraid of them, but particularly in our community, because it's always been around, I think in this post-Obama era, he was really the foundation they use to usher in this agenda. And it is an agenda because we know that, you know, through the diet and certain things, they're mutating chromosomes, you know, through what you see pushed in the media, because we're creatures of habit. You know, like Brother Kev was saying, you know, you can't turn nothing on TV without seeing it. And my thing is, we can share space. We can exist in each other's world. They deserve all the same benefits as other people, but the level of disrespect that comes out of their community, I cannot tolerate. And my thing with them is, okay, y'all want to have y'all flag, so I'm good with all that. But, you know, where is this community at when black men, women, and children are being shot by the police? If it's about equal rights and an opportunity, I never see their community step out when we're having our problems on a civil situation. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, as far as the homophobia thing, I don't really, you know, like, even with the, I think, like, I'm sorry, with these celebrities, they're the tool that are being used to push the agenda even further, because, hey, if D-Wade talking about it, now I think that it's okay, because D-Wade might be a basketball player. Well, you know, Mary Johnson might say something about his son. And, you know, Kev, I had sent something your way, even with D. Wade, where you see a picture of him standing next to his wife, and his wife looks like he got on his wife clothes. So I'm like, you know, are you supporting your son, or is your son supporting you? You know, it's like he's like the devil and devil in that kind of lifestyle. But, you know, I think that this is one of those discussions that we may have to have a second part to, because there's so many layers within it, and the language that they're using is designed to confuse you. And like you guys were saying, if you disagree with it, you look at it as a criminal. And that's crazy. I mean, like, if you had a vegan festival and I bought my hamburgers and you know, pig feet, I'm going to be asked to leave, you know?
Right.
So I think that if we're going to coexist, we have to agree to disagree. We can definitely do business or whatever, but, you know, because a person doesn't agree with your lifestyle, you know, how does that make them bad? And, you know, like
exactly.
What Brother Kev was saying with this celebrity chick, why is she, you know, putting this kid on a dress at 3 and 4 years old? I think
exactly.
That when we're raising our kids, we do have to have a level of balance to where, you know, systematically we teach our boys that they can't play with a dog, and we teach our girls that they can't, you know, play with the army men. And that's why when we
right.
become adults, men are afraid to raise children, and women are afraid to protect themselves because they never handled a gun before, and a boy's never picked up a baby before. So there has to be some kind of balance. But, you know, having a teacher, you know, that has a mustache, a fully a man, but wears a dress, it sends the wrong message to the kids, because if they grew up in a dual parent household and my father
mm-hmm.
wearing a tie and slacks and my mom puts on a dress, but these are supposed to be my teachers. These are the people that give me the information that I need to survive and sustain
right.
life. So it sends
mm-hmm.
it sends a level of confusion. So, you know, that's pretty much my point on that. I feel like this needs to be a two-part thing, because when you talk about this topic, we have to understand that we can't oust them or hate them, because
right.
these male homosexuals, they have the highest rates of suicide, and we definitely want to
right.
do what we can to sustain and protect African life. But on the educational
right.
level, while they're trying to put them in our schools, what they don't want to do is talk about how many people in their lifestyle were introduced to homosexuality at an early age and what it did to trauma.
Exactly.
That conversation is never had. You know, they want to
mm-hmm.
overlook that. I mean, you know, it's not that we're calling them predators, but I don't have to tell you the Catholic Church is a perfect example. Is there a correlation between adults and their lifestyle that tend to prefer children?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yes, indeed, Kyle. Appreciate it. I mean, that's right and exact. I think everybody's been on point with this conversation. We all pretty much in agreement. I do want to echo something the caller just said, because I don't want people to get it construed, because this is not about hate. You know, if you identify as gay, you deserve, you know, the same rights as anybody else. You shouldn't have to worry about getting beat up or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? That's your thing. Do your thing. What I'm saying is, and this goes back to the question that Rigel asked as far as them, you know, showing affection when they're out in public. Hey, people can do what they want to do when they're in public with their so-called partner or lover, whoever. I'm saying I particularly don't want to see it, right? A lot of times the gay community, they have spaces available to where they can go and do those type of things. You know, you got gay clubs, you got gay bars, you have restaurants that have a rainbow flag. So anytime you see that flag, you know that type of behavior is welcome. So that's my thing. Go ahead and do your thing over there. I'm just saying I don't want to see it. If I'm out with my family and happen to see that, you know, for the most part, I'm going to try to ignore it, or I would just remove my family from that particular situation. You know what I'm saying? No big deal. It's not like, you know, I'm going to run over there and be like, y'all need to stop, blah, blah. No, it's not even that deep. You know, just do your thing. But I'm just saying I shouldn't be forced to accept that particular lifestyle, right?
Hey, brother.
So it's not about hate. Yeah, go ahead, my brother.
No, I was going to ask you, when you said they got flags for where they can go, do you know they got any flags on bars and stuff where the polygamy people can go?
Now, that I don't know. I ain't seen a polygamous flag. Polygamous flag yet, but you know,
okay.
when you see
it is
flag,
what it
you
is.
You know what time it is. So, you know what I'm saying? They have spaces available to where they can do their thing. But, again, like I said, this goes back to a lifestyle choice. They're trying to make this thing fashionable. They're trying to make it in style. You know, because the way they promote it is like, hey, this is the new thing. This is the new wave. You know, everybody's everything. The genders are fluid. You can be whatever. It's just how you wake up and feel that day. You wake up, you're attracted to men. You wake up, you're attracted to women. It's just whatever, which is very, very dangerous. You know what I'm
but
saying?
But if you wake up and you're attracted to more than, but if you wake up and you're attracted
then,
to more than one, you're a criminal. More than one
right.
woman.
Exactly. But look, what I'm going to say, and this comes from Dr. Claude Anderson, because when they talk about all this gender fluidity, what that's going to lead to is sex with animals. Watch what I tell you. And they're going to make that stuff legal to have sex with animals and violate. Exactly. It's already coming.
Started.
In a few states, you can do that. So,
yeah.
You know, we just treading into dangerous territory. That's why I just want to let the family know and the listeners, like, look, we have to be prepared because they're going to start teaching this stuff in schools. You know, within a few years, that's going to be the norm. And my thing is, how do you teach? Because one of the things they say they're going to start teaching gay history and talk about these gay people in history who did these phenomena. Like, how do you teach gay history without going into the sexuality? Then it's going to get explicit. And then you got, you know, second, third, fourth graders, and you got to explain to them, this person is gay. They did such and such. So the kid gonna be like, you know, what's gay? Like, what makes, like, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? Kids gonna be asking questions.
Like
then you gotta
older.
Explain.
You know, like they do health. Like health, I think health starts in like junior high or something like that.
Junior high, right? Yeah.
They probably won't start incorporating. But I'm saying I'm offering an explanation, a potential explanation, but that doesn't mean that I'm agreeing with any of this behavior. But I don't see them, even if they were to incorporate that, it probably won't be until later on, you know, maybe junior high or high school.
No. No, well, look, what I'm telling you is what they're going to do, they're going to teach young kids about gay history, right? So they'll have a person that they'll explain. Now, they won't get into the sexuality, but that'll come up as questions because they'll be like, this person was homosexual and they did XYZ and this is why we recognize them in history. And then that's going to lead to other questions because why is this person being recognized in the homosexual history type of school? And then they already kind of hinting to doing that. So what I'm saying is it's going to be early, but they may save the sexual part for later, but they're going to definitely introduce
early.
Yeah, they're going to definitely introduce these people and try to insert their history in there, which will lead to, like I say, other questions and other things, which, again, it goes back to confusion, you know. It's going to all be too confusing.
Let's moving on to the call lines real fast. So I know we're getting a little short with our time here. So let's go to area code 315. 767, call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hey, y'all. Thanks for putting me on the line here. This is a
peace, Colin.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah. No, I'm listening. I only caught about half the show. Yeah, I got caught up in some other stuff, and I got in halfway. So I might say some stuff that already been said, but I didn't hear it.
No worries.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling in. It's always good to hear from you. Let's move on to the caller, area code 314-381. Say the best for last. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Look, I take that 5-year-old, I'm going to whoop that ass and throw him up against the wall.
Ooh.
Good Lord. Okay.
It is what it is.
That's what you do. That's what you got to do.
Right.
That's what you
got to
do.
Yeah, indeed.
I'm not mad at you.
And you know, you don't have to let your kids be taught by no gay person. If you got a teacher that's in your class in the school, especially if they openly and got pictures on their desk showing their other half being same sex, or 1 week you got one thing and next week you got another thing, you take your child out of their room, put them in another
right,
room.
Break that down for the listeners, caller, because that could potentially be coming up, you know, as the school season get going. So are you saying we just go to the principal and just be like, hey,
you don't want your child in that room? I seen them in Normandy School District. Had a Nigerian, Mr. Graham, teacher. And black parents said they didn't want their child in his room because of his accent. He had a strong accent. And another incident at Normandy High School where a teacher told a child, why come your parents didn't give you a name that we can pronounce? So if they can move kids because of those reasons, you can move your kids because of other reasons. I told you about that Glenn scene and the Fishgate Conference. It went on up in Massachusetts. Did y'all look that up? They had the workshops where they were busing kids into the school on that Saturday.
Right.
And they had workshop topics such as should you swallow or spit it out and fisting.
What?
Wow. Yeah, look it up. It's called Fistgate Conference. Fistgate Conference.
That's some straight up Sodom and Gomorrah stuff right there.
And it was
number five, like fifth. You say fifth gate?
Fistgate. Fistgate. Like your fist in your hand. And gate at the fence.
Wow.
And it was the organization was called Glensing. GLSEN. And the organizer was Kevin Jennings. And Barack Obama appointed Kevin Jennings as his educational safe school czar, CZAR. That man caused more damn harm. That's why I don't like him. I really don't like him. I voted for him the first time because he was black. Yeah, Obama.
Yeah.
That ain't all.
Yeah.
That ain't all. Yeah. We ain't got time to talk about it all. But no, that's what you do. You take your child out of that setting because he's a child. They're a child.
Exactly.
And that stuff that the guy said that they were talking about on the morning show, talking about a doctor, them fools on there don't know what the hell they talking about. When you go get an ultrasound, ma'am, when you get an ultrasound, can't they tell you what the sex of them kids is in your belly floating around?
Yeah.
So what the hell are they talking about on the morning show? That's before you're born.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's before you're born.
Yeah. And the doctor don't determine it.
The doctor
unless the woman beforehand do some type of surgical thing where she, and even that is not 100%. You know, but
they say it when you're born. And then you got people listening to that stuff. When they go to school on a test, they put that stuff. Now they don't fail. Listen to them damn fools.
Exactly.
Now another thing,
it is what it is.
That practice existed before Urals discovered Africa. And I'm gonna tell you why. Well, I know it did, but you just use common sense.
Mm-hmm.
Just like in the Bible. It says, do not give your sons to their daughters and your daughters to their sons. In other words, that God was against marrying out of your ethnic group. Well, if it wasn't going on, he wouldn't have gave an order not to do it.
Right, right. I agree.
Right.
What I'm saying is that type of lifestyle is not generally promoted in a healthy society. You dig
what I agree with you on that now. But the thing is, we got to remember this. Human beings are human beings. Human beings are going to do things. And I tell you, and also,
exactly.
it's not in the Ten Commandments, but it is in the 42 Declarations of Innocence, where it talks about man laying with another man. But what I'm saying is this: if it wasn't going on, they never would have wrote a rule against it. You don't see them writing rules back then against snorting coke or hijacking. Why?
Carjacking,
that is, because it wasn't going on.
Exactly.
Yeah, anyway, y'all running out of time. Okay.
Yes,
hey, oh, one other thing. And me, myself, yes, Kevin, I don't want to see women, a man and a female, being affection beyond the normal out in
public.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah. In some countries you go to, like when I go through Egypt, they got a big old sign right there behind custom. They tell you the things they do not allow in their society.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of them. You married to a woman, you can't be kissing her on the streets. All right, see y'all later.
Yes, indeed.
Peace,
appreciate you, Carla. Yes, indeed. So, public affection. Now, because you can be heterosexual and go too far with the public affection. So I agree with that.
Yeah, that's why I wanted
but,
to throw that back, because I'm like, I'm personally just with all the public affection just too dramatic. You know, if it's going to be too dramatic, I'm just not with it.
Right. So, I guess this is the last, we down to the last, within the last 10 minutes of the show. It's been a great show, great conversation. I think pretty much everybody was in agreement today. I wish we could have got, maybe some of our LGBT folks from the community to call in and chime in and see, because I think we explained ourselves without being hateful, without being negative. I'm just kind of saying, like, hey, if you're going to do it, do your thing. But I don't think that lifestyle should be promoted as some type of norm to the society. And it's not a personal thing towards the individual, but it's that particular lifestyle, that act, that's the problem. Because it's really anti-sexual. Two men cannot have sex. Two women cannot have sex. Let's just be clear. Sex is between a woman and a man, male and female, period. That's it. That's the only sex you can have. The other stuff that they're doing is something else.
It is what it is.
It's something else. I don't know the words, but it's something else. It's not sex, because sex is for reproductive purposes first. And then the pleasure comes after that. You know what I'm saying? But intercourse between two men or two women is not sex. Let's just be clear. Just to, wrap it up here real quick or reiterate, I do not think the black community is homophobic. I think this conversation is needed because we're going to have to counter the narrative and the push that they're going to use to force this agenda, this gay agenda, onto black people. And as a heterosexual male, I feel it coming. They're using it through the music. They're using it through the foods and soy and all these chemicals that they're trying to emasculate black men, because a black male heterosexual in his proper persona standing on his square is a major problem to the system. Also, a black family that is together, strong, standing on their square, is also a threat. So, look at this as a weapon that they're using against our community, and we should not be afraid to stand up and speak against it. And like the caller said, if you're dealing with your kids in school and you have a teacher that could be potentially gay and they got pictures up, you do have a right to remove your child from that particular classroom. So we cannot be afraid to stand up to this. I think we can do it respectfully, and we can do it with integrity, without bashing anyone, but just say, hey, we do not agree with that, and we shouldn't have to worry about being called homophobic or toxic masculinity or any of those terms that they try to throw at us. So I'm going to leave it right there. Thank you, callers. Thank you, supporters. We appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all next week. And I'm going to let, Rigel and Mufasa wrap it up here. Let y'all get your last word.
Yeah,
All I'm going to say is, and this may be shocking coming from Brother Mufasa as someone, y'all know how my stance has been in history on the Bible. But it's mighty peculiar that you got a book that's thousands of years old that spoke on what happens when people have no control over themselves and no discipline. Those places fall. It's just mighty peculiar that it's spoken about 6,000 plus years ago. So a place that has no discipline and no control over itself is just like nature, like I always speak on nature. Nature has laws, the laws of nature. And we have to have laws that govern the way we carry ourselves. You know, what's next? Like you said, Brother K, we're trying to be, you know, respectful of people. And I, you know, I'm the same. I want to be respectful of people and their choices. But what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. I don't hate the people who are doing these or involved in their lives. So I don't hate you. But I do disagree with your lifestyle. I mean, I would ask you if I decided, or, you know, like we talked about people being with animals. If people want to start marrying dogs and cats with the LGBTQ, whatever they call it. Yeah, let me not go there. The gay community, would they be down with that? Would y'all agree with that behavior? Would y'all put y'all foot down somewhere and say, no, that's not right? You don't agree with that. So it's all about laws of nature with me. So, again, that's why I'm saying.
Exactly. Yes, indeed. Right, Joe?
Yeah. Agree with the lifestyle, and I just personally, it's just not my preference. You know, it's just not my preference. I'm not a hateful person, so I won't, you know, just like everyone else already said, I'm not going to go out and bash anybody for their preference, but I will encourage, you know, if someone asks, and I would encourage them not to do it, you know, because it is a mental thing, you know. I think it's more of a mental imbalance, you know. It's not a sexual thing. I think it's within their emotions and energy. That's something a little different there, you know. But I don't think that you're born gay. I don't even think that it matters if you're born gay or not anyway, because everybody have a cross to bear. And if you feel like you're born where you want to just kill people, like a Jeffrey Dahmer or something, I mean, do you just say, hey, well, I was born feeling this way? No, you try to correct yourself, you know. So I don't even think that it matters. Even if they did say there was a gay gene, I don't think that matters. But I don't think there's a gay gene either. But I just don't think that it matters if you was born a certain kind of way. We, just like Mufasa said, we have ways of correcting things. So I think it's just something that would need to be corrected. But I think it needs to be corrected in the mind, you know, more of a mental thing too. And the physical stuff, unless you're born with two parts, then you don't even have to worry about the physical things. It's just. But I do want to thank everybody for calling in. This was a good topic, a good show. We appreciate everybody. Tune in with us next Sunday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Tune in for more good shows and good topics. Follow us on all the social media outlets. And again, if you have any show topic ideas, please feel free to email us at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. Peace.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers,
word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper. Waking up the sleeper, who peeping the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. 2 weeks talking.
Collective mind.